Chapter 8, Natural Resources. South Africa is the land of gold and diamonds. But although these natural resources brought a lot of wealth to the country, they also brought many social and political problems. Diamonds. 15-year-old Erasmus Jacobs didn't know it at the time, but he was going to change the future of South Africa forever. It started in 1867 when Erasmus was playing on his farm near Hope Town, next to the Orange River. He found an interesting stone and used it to play a game called Five Stones. He then gave the stone to his neighbour, and soon it reached the civil commissioner. "I believe it's a diamond," the commissioner declared. The diamond became known as the Eureka, the first of many to be discovered in South Africa. A few years later, more diamonds were found in New Rush, today's Kimberley. As a result of this, thousands of hopeful people suddenly appeared to dig for diamonds. This led to the establishment of the Kimberley mine, known today as the Big Hole. The enormous man-made hole is visible from space. It is 215 metres deep, and 2,722 kilograms of diamonds were found there. The Kimberley mine was closed in 1914. Gold. In 1886, pieces of gold were discovered on a farm called Langlaagte in the Transvaal. This led to a further discovery of a gold reef 50 kilometres long. As a result, people came from near and far in search of the gold, and the farm became a big mining camp. In time, the tents in the mining camp were replaced with houses, offices and shops. The noisy streets were filled with ox wagons and horses, but the loudest sound came from the crushing of rocks in the mines. You could hear it day and night. Soon there were a number of mining towns, and the area became known as the Witwatersrand. The mining town of Langlaagte became Johannesburg. Soon it became the biggest town in the Transvaal and was known as the City of Gold. South Africa became the biggest gold-producing country in the world. Rich white men made a lot of money from the gold mines, but the African mine workers suffered terribly. Johannesburg certainly wasn't a city of gold for them.
Hallelujah! Every day I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. I don't know how we're able to work in the gold mines under such terrible conditions. The boss hits and kicks us, and we aren't allowed to talk, so the time passes very slowly. The work is hard, and the hours are long. But what can I do? I need money for my family. Yesterday, the mine flooded again, and my dear friend Simelo was killed. May he rest in peace. I've developed a skin problem from the dirty water. The boss gave us all rubber gumboots to protect our feet, but that's only because he doesn't want to spend money on a drainage system. The boots don't help very much, but at least we can hit them to send messages to each other instead of talking. They also make very good musical instruments. They can separate us from our families, but they can't take our roots from us. Africa is in our blood, and we'll always have our traditional dances to remember our culture and give us hope. Next week, some important visitors are coming to the mine, and we're going to entertain them. We'll sing songs about our lives, the bad working conditions, and our cruel boss. Of course, the visitors won't understand a word because they don't speak our language.